WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Morning with First Weather. Our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, and the winds are still blowing this morning.
That's right, and they will continue to blow today even stronger than yesterday. We have a wind advisory in effect for most of the state, generally central and southern New Jersey. That's posted until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Yesterday's wind gusts were generally just over 30 miles an hour. Today we're talking about gusts of 40 or 50 miles an hour, so much more blustery. A few flurries blowing around North Jersey this morning as well. We'll see some clouds and some sun today. Highs lower 40s. That wind chiller feels like temperature, though, stuck pretty much in the 30s at best all day. Skies will clear tonight, and the chilly breeze will continue. Lows in the lower 30s, the wind chill probably in the 20s, and then tomorrow will just be breezy, so less gusty. Slightly warmer and lots of sunshine for tomorrow, too. Highs in the upper 40s. The winds will finally calm down by Friday. We'll see increasing clouds and highs in the mid-40s. Could be a few rain showers around Friday night. The better chance for wet weather will actually come over the weekend from about Saturday afternoon through early Sunday morning. Right now, Mays Landing 35, Belleville 36, and Hamilton 35.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We have breaking news from Sussex County this morning. An entire neighborhood shook from an explosion so loud people were jolted for miles. Hardystown, or Hamburg, in Sussex County, the location. All that's left of the home this morning is a pile of rubble. People reported fiberglass insulation and debris raining down for miles. It happened about 11 o'clock last night. Now, we don't have word on a cause or if anybody was inside the home at the time. Investigators are still on the scene. It is a controversial issue that has been talked about for years, but New Jersey is inching closer to a landmark public policy that has angered many. No ID, no problem. Jersey lawmakers may soon pass legislation to allow illegal immigrants, the homeless, and others with no documentation to get a driver's license.
The measure would allow individuals to take a test in three or four different languages to get a standard Jersey driver's license, provided they could produce a cell phone or utility bill or an apartment lease to prove they lived in Jersey. Republican Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick is voicing concern about the plan.
You want Homeland Security out of Washington to clear any kind of rule where you're giving identification to people who are undocumented.
This is the wrong approach, says Bramnick. What we really need is for Congress to create a legitimate path to citizenship. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
San Zero's commuter weather. Temperature is starting out in the 30s, and it is windy today. A wind advisory is in effect for central and southern New Jersey until about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and flood warnings continue as numerous Jersey waterways remain above flood stage. It's going to be windier today than it was yesterday. We could see gusts up to 50 miles an hour and maybe even some flurries around this morning with a mix of clouds and sun and highs in the lower 40s today, but the wind chills are going to stay in the 30s all day. Dan will have more on the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. And still ahead on New Jersey's First News, Grinches in a couple of Jersey towns look to kill a couple of popular holiday displays. We'll have the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures chilly this morning and windy. We're in the 30s, which is going to drop the wind chills down around freezing or below, and that's really what we're going to see most of the day today. We do have wind advisories in effect today, as the wind chills are going to keep us feeling like the 30s most of the day today and gust up to 50 miles an hour. We get these kinds of stories, it seems, every year. People who just want to bring a little holiday joy beaten down by a handful of Grinches in their own town. In Oldbridge, a holiday tradition started by a local family 15 years ago is in danger of being canceled after town officials ordered them to pay a huge bill for police patrol and a shuttle bus. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning to explain. Patrick?
Security and transportation, Eric. Those are the concerns of township officials who told Thomas Apruzzi he'd have to pony up $70,000 to keep his lights on this year. That's $2,600 a night during this holiday season, or a dollar for every light in the Apruzzi family's display. A GoFundMe page is now up. The goal is $75,000, but fundraising hasn't come close to that yet. The Apruzzis did get initial approval for this year's show. Previous editions have been featured on ABC TV. But according to the GoFundMe, a few influential residents persuaded the mayor and police chief otherwise. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. And then we've got this story from Wall Township, where an extremely popular Christmas light show has already been canceled for a second straight year.
Dan Brateris and a group of friends organized the tradition more than a decade ago. holding a spectacular and free Christmas light show in a Walt Township neighborhood while also raising money for a youth sports charity. But larger crowds and safety concerns in a residential neighborhood led to its cancellation last year. While they were hopeful to revive it for this holiday season, Brateris says they were unable to reach a compromise with town officials.
This is something that we do out of the goodness of our hearts to help local charities and to spread the joy of Christmas.
Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. A truck driver who was impaled in the neck by a flying piece of metal is in stable condition and lucky to be alive this morning. Holland Township Police say the 23-year-old man was driving Tuesday morning when a 5-inch piece of metal was dislodged from the ground by nearby roadwork. The metal smashed through a window and a construction cage, lodging in his neck. A passenger threw the vehicle into park, stopping the truck, removing the metal, applying pressure to the wound. Police say likely saving his life. The Monmouth County man accused of setting fire to his own home with his wife and daughters inside has asked for a few more days before a judge determines if he'll be released on bail. Paul Canaro charged with arson on his own home. There could be a connection to the murder of his brother and his family just a short ways away, but Canaro has not been charged with those crimes, and prosecutors are refusing to comment if he's a suspect. The bail hearing will now be held on Friday. From apartment buildings to hospitals, nearly 500 high-rises in New Jersey are not fully protected by a fire sprinkler system. Some have no sprinkler protection at all, according to a new analysis, but none of these buildings are breaking any rules. They were built before New Jersey required high-rises have sprinklers.
David Kuraz with the New Jersey Fire Sprinkler Advisory Board, one of the groups behind the report, says Jersey's older high-rises should have the ability and the luxury of the modern code.
And that is key for the occupants, because we don't want the occupants having a false sense of security, thinking I live in this big high-rise structure, I'm fine.
David Brogan with the New Jersey Apartment Association says the advisory board would benefit the most financially if all older high-rises were retrofitted with sprinklers. The move, he says, is just too cost prohibitive.
You're talking about $30,000 per unit.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Jersey's First News, 5:11. The Ocean County prosecutor is expected to resolve several cases of welfare fraud in Lakewood next week. That from an assistant prosecutor overseeing many of those cases. He told a judge 10 of the 22 charged are due for case resolution conferences next week, but plea negotiations in 6 other cases have failed. The legal process continues to play out, even as the state takes heat for an amnesty program that let dozens of fraudsters keep half of what they stole. It's a process that is kind of wonky and more than 2 years away, but Democratic lawmakers have pushed the all-important topic of redistricting into the news through a move to change how state election maps are drawn in a way that may guarantee them a Democratic majority for decades.
Every 10 years after the census, the boundaries of the state's 40 legislative districts are adjusted so that they maintain roughly equal populations. Democrats want to change the state constitution in a way that would lock their current advantage into law, says Ben Williams of the Princeton Gerrymandering Project.
The minority party in 2021, based on the way that the formula is calculated, would get no more than 37.5% of the seats by design.
The way the plan is written, 10 districts would be considered competitive, but they'd all actually have had 50 to 60% of voters backing Democrats in recent races for president, Senate, and governor. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Windy with some flurries around this morning. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan, then recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are in a class of your own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, for details on a windy day today, Dan.
That's right, and beware of flurries out there this morning. One or two snowflakes have been spotted in North Jersey. Oh boy, we've got the wind today as well, and it is going to be stronger than yesterday. Yesterday's gusts were just over 30 miles an hour for most of the state. It was a little bit higher at High Point, the highest point in the state. Gusts today, 40 to 50 miles an hour expected throughout much of the state. So a wind advisory posted for central and southern New Jersey. You know the drill here. Make sure your Christmas decorations and garbage cans are secured. Driving, walking, maybe a little difficult at times. And it's going to feel blustery. Highs only lower 40s. That'll put the wind chill pretty much in the 30s all day. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun throughout your Wednesday. Skies clear tonight, but the chilly breeze continues. Lows in the lower 30s, most wind chills in the 20s. One more breezy day tomorrow. Not as gusty. Slightly warmer with lots of sunshine tomorrow. Upper 40s. Winds finally calm down by Friday. We'll see increasing clouds, highs mid 40s. 40s. Could be a few showers around Friday night. That chance for rain has really backed off, but still monitoring some steady or heavy rain moving in over the weekend. New Jersey First News Time, now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, we are waiting for more details after a massive house explosion in Sussex County leveled an entire home. Still no word if anybody was inside at the time. State lawmakers are a step closer to offering driver's licenses to illegals in New Jersey. In sports, Flyers lose to Ottawa, Knicks to the Pistons. Sixers host the Knicks tonight. Details of our top stories coming up on New Jersey 101.5.
Your phone is always with you. And so is New Jersey 101.5. Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere. Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. It'll be a windy Wednesday with gusts of 40 or 50 miles an hour. We do have a wind advisory posted for most of the state. It's going to be blustery and cold. Highs only lower 40s, the wind chill in the 30s. Maybe a few flurries with a mix of clouds and sun today. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now. On this Wednesday morning, we've reached the midweek point of the week, and it is going to be a windy day today. We could see gusts up to 50 miles an hour today. We do have a wind advisory in effect, and you might see some snow flurries around on your ride to work, but nothing really to be concerned about, even though they are out treating road surfaces again this morning. Republican U.S. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is returning to Washington as a solidly loyal Trump supporter. Campaigned for her during her Senate runoff against Democrat Mike Espy. She won Tuesday's contest handily. The runoff marked by racial acrimony over comments Hyde-Smith made, praising a supporter. She said, if he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be in the front row. Jersey researchers and residents in one area of the state have come together to make a real dent in air pollution caused by heavy diesel trucks.
So they could avoid turnpike tolls, 60 to 120 massive trucks per hour would use a residential street in Elizabeth and pass by homes, schools, and a child care center. Residents contacted Robert Lombach at the Rutgers School of Public Health, who led a study to track pollution and present the findings to officials. In 2017, a local ordinance was passed to restrict traffic on First Street, and since then,
there was an 80% reduction in black carbon, which is a measure of soot from the trucks.
Lombach says residents are even more vigilant now, spotting trucks that don't belong. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:24. New Jersey's Attorney General has unveiled new guidelines for how law enforcement should deal with sexual assault victims. Attorney General Gabeer Greywald announcing 14 new protocols, including a requirement that prosecutors offer victims a meeting to discuss their reasons for not pursuing charges in cases that don't result in them. Governor Murphy ordered a review after a top staffer at the state's housing agency came forward last month as a sexual assault victim, saying she was ignored by the administration. That also led to the creation of a legislative committee investigating how Murphy handled those complaints and his hiring. At a symposium at Drew University, the administration talked to the local officials about steps planned to encourage local governments to do more to share services. It would be a way to take the edge off some property tax bills.
Governor Phil Murphy says the Department of Community Affairs will hire two staff members specifically assigned to developing shared services agreements, one focused on risk management and procurement, the other to work on personnel matters.
They will play a crucial role in helping more communities complete agreements without the need for high-cost feasibility studies.
Murphy says shared services aren't the end-all solution to property taxes, but that the goal is to get 10 more agreements in place by May.
Anything we could do across communities, between communities and counties, that can help tick that number down.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:26. We'll get an update on the forecast with Dan as the winds blow and the flurries fall for your morning commute. We'll also have the latest on that massive house explosion in North Jersey. We'll update business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Another wild day around the globe. Asian shares have been mixed after a wobbly day of trading on Wall Street and uncertainty ahead of the G20 meeting of world leaders later in the week. Yesterday on Wall Street, the S&P was up. The Dow added 108 points. The NASDAQ was up a fraction. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content is coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichal is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.